This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WEEI Afternoons back at Fenway Park with a first ever for our Odds and Ends segment brought to you by Cars for Kids. Your trusted charity for car donations also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. I say first ever because we're going to do an interview here. Our boy Will Fleming, who last time he joined us, we started a coast-to-coast feud with another Will Clark, in which we learned a lot about Will Clark and a lot about Will Fleming.
Yeah.
So, Will, appreciate you.
We had our boy.
We did.
I know. I appreciate that.
We're a team here. Once
that
you're part of Team WEEI Afternoons, you're part of the team.
That was great. And I'm just trying to get out of here without any Hall of Famers hating me. That's my goal today.
We'll see. We have different goals. Okay, so, Will, you were passionate. We played a clip earlier about sort of reinvesting the money, and I don't want to focus on the money because that's a different topic for a different day. But if I asked you or expressed to you first that I'm disappointed because I had dreams of Joe Ryan, and I obviously didn't get those except for those 15 seconds when we misreported it, but another topic, another day. How disappointed are you? Are you disappointed in what went down yesterday or didn't go down?
Totally, I am. I mean, because I believe I sat right here and told you that I felt certain that they're going to reinvest the money, they're going to make big moves, they're going to go all in.
Yep.
I still believe that, by the way. People will kill me for that and say I'm always so wrong. Ridiculous. They traded away Rafi Devers, and they did everything they could to make one of those moves. Now, you can – I think we can all sit here today, and it's a very – first of all, if I'm a Red Sox fan, I get being disappointed. You had expectations. You thought there were options to add, and I think you'd be crazy to watch this team and not think they could benefit from more pitching. Tonight's a pretty good example of that.
Mm-hmm.
And there were guys out there that I think really could have helped. I think where things get a little complicated is if you as an organization, first of all, I don't know just how interested they were in parting with like top young talent for rental pitchers. And I don't think that's an unreasonable stance to take. And I think that people in that building would tell you that they got a guy they think has as much upside in Dustin May as some of those other rentals that people coveted. You can disagree with that. I might too.
Yep.
But that's their stance on this thing. I think the other thing that really complicates it is, and I'm just here to tell you, like I told you, Joe Ryan was the guy they wanted. He was the guy I wanted. I think he's still the guy they want. I think it'll be revisited in the offseason. I would not be surprised at all if he's here opening day, spring training. I think Joe Ryan is a guy they want. Now they know what the price might look like. I think where it gets really hard is if you say, like, we think we have a really good chance of getting this guy, Joe Ryan. The Twins are then saying, all right, well, here are the dudes that need to be a part of this thing to make that happen. Well, then what happens if the Marlins with Cabrera or the Diamondbacks with Kelly or the Padres with Cease call and say, well, we're going to do it, but it's going to be for this guy. And you're going, well, I just got off the phone with the Twins GM, and he said this piece has to be involved to get Joe Ryan. And if I'm them, I'm keeping that dream alive no matter what. And I know definitively there were so many conversations. I don't – how close, how far – I can tell you definitively – and I'm not going to get into too many of the specifics, the things that I do now know. It's amazing to me how many national reporters get things just totally wrong. Like, to just invent stuff. And the things that are said with certainty on podcasts and interviews are wrong. And I mean, you guys live this. It's the world we live in, aggregation and trying to clickbait and all this stuff. You can be disappointed. I am. I thought they needed more help pitching-wise. We'll see what May and Matts do. I thought this team is totally worth adding to. There were a lot of pieces out there. They kind of went all in one direction. It didn't work out, and you know there were no chairs left at the ball, I guess.
Will, what did the reports were that anybody on the big boy squad was off limits, that they were not made available. Do you know that to be the case? And if so, was that the right way to approach the trade deadline?
I know that wasn't the case. Now, I know they made a decision around – I think the reports around Jaren Duran are mostly accurate. But that they would have included a Duran or an Abreu, as far as I can tell. for the right person, the right piece. And I think, Ted, where people get it wrong in the national media and in other sort of evaluations of this was, let's just take one thing in particular, the Ryan deal. I don't think that was ever part of it. And I think the reason that, think about where the Minnesota Twins are, right? Like, they just tore the thing to the studs. They're going to sell the team. They just traded their closer, their setup guy. Carlos Correa is off the books. Mm-hmm. Like, why would they really be moved all that much by, like, a Jaren Duran? Now, if you're talking Abreu, that's a little different, right? Younger, more control. But if you're really just breaking the whole thing apart, if you're the Twins, I don't know that a 28-year-old outfielder with, you know, a couple more, three more years of control is really the piece you're looking for. So I do know definitively that some of the reporting out there that the Red Sox were not going to include those people is wrong. I just know that that's flatly wrong. So take that for what it's worth. But as to all the deals and whether any of those guys would have been moved, I can't speak to that. But I do know that the stuff around the Twins with the big leaguers is just wrong.
As I'm sure you've heard and you've seen, Red Sox fans are not thrilled with Craig Breslow and just the front office at large right now. But what's your perspective on him as a baseball executive and kind of a frontward-facing member of the Red Sox front office, given the way that fans are talking about him right now?
I wouldn't want to be him today. I think... yeah. We get it. Everybody who works in this market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the owners who run the team and the people who take this job understand that it comes with the territory, right? And I think he's been the first to kind of admit that maybe there's some work to be done on the PR side of things, like the communication. I think he's trying to improve that. The trade deadline is its own weird animal, and I think it could have been done differently. I think they should have come away with more pitching, but I don't think that anybody can criticize him for the job that he's done in the last 12 months. I mean, look at the roster that he's built and all the wins that he's put up on the board. I mean, they're in a playoff spot right now. You think Crochet was a good move? It was given $120 million to Bregman, a good deal. Did it take courage to trade Devers? You bet your ass it did. I mean, he did all those things, and all these moves that he's made have hit. We'll see whether – I mean, the trade deadline is so weird, and I think that is still a box to be checked. Like, can I pull off a deal when it's so pressurized and when there's so many different pieces moving on the chessboard? That's its own thing, and I think – years to come will prove, you know, where that thing comes down.
Breslow had an interesting comment, I thought, this morning on the Greg Hill show after he was booed. Yeah. About
tough crowd.
Yeah, it was a tough crowd. And Greg didn't help him any by introducing him to the
crowd. And here is Greg. Yeah.
Tell him what you think, everyone. But he mentioned he had already spoken with some players about what they had tried to do, things that were going on, and that felt like a preemptive strike of, I don't want to lose the clubhouse.
Yeah.
I don't want emotion to be an issue here. Is that a concern? We've seen the team kind of tank in August in recent years post-trade deadline. Do you think they have a better handle, not just talent-wise, but on the emotion of what they're going to go through today, tomorrow, next week, and how this plays out?
I totally do. And I was just down in the dugout talking to players and the manager, and that everybody's fine. And I think that the energy that they've had these last couple of weeks is such that they believe in what they've got. I mean, would everybody in there love another starting pitcher or two on top of what they got? Definitely. I don't get any sense, Andy, at all, that they're going to be let down by this. And I think Craig's taking the right approach. Like, this is where, as a former player, I appreciate the way he handles this. And he did it after Devers, and now he's done it today. He's not going to stand in front of the clubhouse and give some, like, scripted speech to 26 dudes sitting in front of their lockers. Like, Ted, you played. I don't think anybody in that room needs to hear the GM be like, fellas, like, we believe in this group and we tried everything we could. No. What's important to him is he wore the uniform. He's in that room. He knows that The most important thing is that Bregman and Story and some of the young players buy in and believe what's going on. And he did that today. And I know that he sat specifically with them and talked to them starting last night and got very detailed. Like, hey, fellas, like, these are the dudes that I just offered for these players. It didn't work out, but that's not because I don't believe in what this group has or that I don't want to add. And I think when you handle it like that, one-on-one, man-to-man, and say, you don't listen, you gotta believe me when I say, I believe in this team. Here are the people I wanted to get. Here's why it didn't happen. And I think because of that, he gets credit for that, I think. And I think there's a real belief in that room. I do.
Any second guesses, you think, of the front office for the, not trading Rafi Devers, but just the timing that maybe he could have been used in a, you know, as a trade chip at the trade deadline?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think any real big hitters with that kind of control moved at the deadline. I don't think the history would suggest that there's a lot more to get at the deadline. And I really think, look what's happened with the team since then. First of all, the Giants have the worst record in baseball since he got there. The Red Sox have taken off. They've had these long winning streaks. The culture in the clubhouse improved immediately. And so I think not only would I not criticize them for not waiting to the deadline, I thought they did exactly the right thing. And they read the room. They knew that it had to happen. It was time. It just had to be addressed. The money's gone. They like Harrison a lot. They like some of the players they got back. Of course, one just got moved in a deal yesterday, the kid Tibbs from San Francisco. So we'll see how all those moves work out. But I thought it just had to happen. And it's a better room and a better group because of it. I believe that.
Andy spent the last 48 hours or so complaining. He's not seeing Garrett Crochet tonight.
Yep.
He thought he was going to, missing a Crochet day. Is the plan still, after getting a couple extra days off, for him to be full throttle? Anything developing in terms of his usage down the stretch?
No, I don't think so. And I mean, look, all this stuff is sort of, it's more art than science, although there's a lot of numbers and data that go into like trying to predict how an arm can be saved through a season. But I just think they've been planning this for a while. Like, we got to get this guy rest because we do think we're going to be in October and we want him to be at his best then. So I've asked plenty of people that I trust point blank, is anything wrong with him? Definitively no. There isn't. It's not that he's not bouncing back. It's not that anything's going on. He's not hurt. They're just trying to play it as smart as they can.
You hear the music.
I do.
About 15 seconds.
Whisk him
questions.
Off the stage. Anybody else I can piss off?
Let's try it. Will you be calling postseason games this year at Fenway Park?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Definitively?
Definitively.
I like the confidence. We'll talk to you again soon. That's Will Fleming. Listen to he and Sean McDonough tonight.
Should be a wild ride.
Hooper Criswell on the mound for at least a couple innings, and then we'll see what the hell happens. Red Sox Astros here at a beautiful night at Fenway Park. That's going to do it for WEEI Afternoons. We will be back next Monday here at Fenway Park. We'll talk about the weekend. Fingers crossed, we'll still be talking about a playoff baseball team. Everybody enjoy the weekend. Talk to you soon. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.